study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
There's a moment where you had some hesitation about Epstein, releasing some of the documents on Epstein. Why the hesitation?
I don't think I had. I mean, I'm not involved. I never went to his island, fortunately. But a lot of people did.
It's just very strange for a lot of people that the list of clients that went to the island has not been made public.
Yeah, it's very interesting, isn't it? Probably will be.
I want the American people to have enough ammunition of the truth that they are the ones that enact the accountability in Washington, D.C. That is how you see a sea change. I know the people that, guys like me, may take self-fulfillment in seeing that guy or that girl go to prison for breaking the law. But that is not going to fix Washington, D.C.
Folks, the number of interviews we are watching throughout the social media world with President Trump, RFK Jr., Cash Patel, and others is phenomenal. All of the platforms are getting the information out to the people. The enemy is hating this. They are losing. They're looking for ways to shut it all down. We're going to catch on to that today. Let's keep the information flowing. Let's stay informed on what is going on and get ready to rumble. Here we go.
And there's a great possibility of World War III. And we better get this thing done fast, because 5 months with people like her and him, he's checked out. He just goes to the beach and thinks he looks good in a bathing suit, which he doesn't. He's sort of checked out. Hey, look, you know, you can't blame him. That was a coup. They took it over. They took over the presidential deal. The whole presidential thing was taken over in a coup. He had 14 million votes. She had no votes, not one. And nobody thought it was going to be her. Nobody wanted it to be her. She was a joke until 6 weeks ago when they said we're going to have to, politically, they felt they had to pick her. And if they didn't pick her, they thought there'd be a problem. I don't know if that's right or not. I actually don't think it's right, but, you know, they thought it was right. And now immediately the press comes to their aid.
So the coup on the Democratic side. Not only that, we have to remember what happened to President Trump. Remember when the assassination attempt happened? Well, deep state whistleblowers revealed to Senator Josh Hawley the most of the agents on Trump's Secret Service, Detail, and Butler were amateur Homeland Security agents who only had 2 hours of training on webinar.
Senator Josh Hawley's been in contact with whistleblowers and has new information he's going to exclusively share with us here at primetime. So what now are we hearing from whistleblowers, Senator?
Well, what I've heard tonight, Jesse, is that most of the agents who were there at that rally in Butler were not Secret Service agents. They were, in fact, Homeland Security agents. And get this. Most of those Homeland Security agents, the only training that they received was an online webinar, a 2-hour online webinar. And I'm told that about half the time, the sound to the webinar didn't even work. So think about this. The President of the United States, former President of the United States, Donald Trump, is sent out on stage. Most of the people there aren't trained. They're not qualified. They only got a webinar training, and even that didn't work. It is absolutely outrageous.
The more information that comes out on this, the more outraged we become. Remember, it was the only time that these mainstream media folks actually recorded or went live to the rally. Why did they go live on that particular day? Well, they must have known something was going on, inside tip. Then we find out the agents weren't real Secret Service agents, so that was playing out. All of the things that continue to play out for us to see prove more and more that there was something going on, and let's hope someday that the truth comes out on all of this and these people go away for treason to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Remember, we've got that mug kickoff fall with the exclusive Fight for America mug now. We've got the shirts, Fight for America shirts. Remember, you can get these and order them at shop.amweknow.com. There's more on that interview coming out soon, but I wanted to show you some information from Kash Patel. It's something I would agree with wholeheartedly on the awakened people. We have to do it not only now with President Trump, but what's going to happen when President Trump's gone? We have to focus on overall what has to happen through our country. We can't rely just on one man or one man to show up and everybody shows up for his rally just because of his personality. That can fall apart if we don't have a future where all of these deep state folks are not exposed, but put away. And generations to come could say, what can I do to protect this nation that's been revived and recovered?
I want the American people to have enough ammunition of the truth that they are the ones that enact the accountability in Washington, D.C. That is how you see a sea change. I know the people that, guys like me, may take self-fulfillment in seeing that guy or that girl go to prison for breaking the law. But that is not going to fix Washington, D.C.
You don't think so?
Not
you
alone.
You don't think that's an important piece of the puzzle here is to hold these people accountable, prosecute them, imprison them, maybe more?
It's
an example, and is an example to everybody that's coming after them. If you do this, we're coming for you, and this is what's going to happen.
I agree in full that it's a big piece of it. But it won't fix the next man up behind them unless you can combine that piece with educating America that this is going on writ large. Because you're not going to get everybody, right? But if you get enough Americans in there to get Congress to do what they should be doing, like prosecuting Merrick Garland for breaking a congressional subpoena and violating the law, he can send Steve Bannon and Peter Navarro to prison for violating a congressional subpoena, but he can do it on his own, right? What I want is for people to get Congress to execute the authority they have on instances like this and have him held accountable there. And then I want the DOJ and FBI to be run by the Constitution. I want the intel communities to focus on our overseas threats and our border. I want all of these people that join the ranks of government to respond to the needs of the American people. It might sound pie in the sky, but if you want to fix it, I give you 50 things to do in here, but if the American people aren't behind you, then you won't have the accountability you really want.
That's right. So we have to continue to not only pray for a nation now and for these upcoming elections, but for the future of our country. It's going to have an effect around this earth. I had this discussion with someone here recently. We talked about the problems that occur in America, and I just remember growing up, the many missionaries that visited our school when I was attending a Christian school for a few years in my middle school years, we had many missionaries that would visit us and tell us what was going on in other countries like South America and how they were reaching folks with the gospel. And we were hearing about this more and more, and I just had this love for watching pastors preach the word of God and youth ministers helping us grow. And I thought, you know, what's happening throughout our country now, we need America to start getting back to the Word of God and getting back to small group studies in their homes and start learning and growing and seeing what the Lord wants to do in our life. Change needs to happen in our homes through the Word of God, which is going to bleed out to our family, which is then going to bleed out to our government, and we won't be fooled anymore. So speaking about fooled, look at this new Biden clip, will you? Watch this. Comes walking in. What's wrong with this scene? Do you guys see what's wrong with this scene as he's walking in? You can put in the, you know, video description box or a chat room below. What in the world is going on here? He walks in to this, it looks like almost a mobile home setting, cheap floors, weird-looking tiny little speaker on the ground. You don't see a presidential seal on this tiny little child-looking desk. What else? Does anybody notice anything else? Does this look like a setup for the White House? Where is this being done?
Folks.
Yeah. Looks like he's heading to kindergarten. But this is supposed to be a White House setting, a setting for the President of the United States, the leader of the free world. And he's got this tiny little cup with a presidential seal on it right here. The guy just looks ridiculous. Who knows what's going on there? Just let me know. On top of that, you got FBI arresting ex-Holtrell aide Linda Soon and husband in Manhasset, New York. Yeah, this happens a lot. How is it all these Democrats always have these Chinese spies that work for them, huh? How is it that Pete Buttigieg had, you know, sleeping with a Chinese spy? You guys remember that? The FBI arrested Linda Soon. Arrested him. The couple, both residents of Manhasset, were taken into custody after a raid on their $3.5 million home in July. The charges remain sealed, and they are set to appear before a federal judge in Brooklyn. Imagine that. So all these things that are being exposed, Kash Patel had a chance to sit down, and I put in the description box below to watch the entire video, but he says we need a 24/7 declassification process. Bring into light deep state actors who are being rewarded for breaking the law and rigging the elections.
You need a 24/7 declassification office, whatever you want to call it. Transparency, truth, whatever, I don't care. Sits in the White House, reports directly to you, and you take incoming from the United States of America. I want JFK. I want the 9/11 files. I want this. I want that. All the FBI, and this is a tool, this is something we didn't cover. What the deep state uses the most to cover up their corruption is an illegal application of the classification system. Remember the Lovebirds text from, this is a beauty, the Lovebirds text from FBI, DOJ land, Russiagate, Strzok and Page were texting each other. Who they were running the Russiagate investigation against Trump. They were the head of the counterintelligence unit at the FBI. And they're having an extramarital affair together. Can't make this stuff up. They're sending each other texts about how much they hate Trump and are going to create an insurance policy to stop Trump. Then we finally find those text messages. You know what the FBI and DOJ do for like a year? Redact them to congressional investigators and congressional men and women running the oversight of their agency. That's just one example. But it gets even better. Here's the deep state full circle. Just last week, do you know what Strzok and Page received from the Department of Justice?
What?
A $1.5 million payout to settle a lawsuit that Strzok and Page brought for the improper disclosure of their personal text messages on FBI phones. And the DOJ just rewarded them. They broke the law. They broke the chain of command. They broke every regulation there is in the FBI. They weaponized the system of justice against a political target they hated. We found those text messages, and we got them declassified finally in full when I became Deputy Director of National Intelligence. And the world has now seen them, and they can read them. And that's the best form of transparency. That's why I want this 24/7 declassification office. Don't have me regurgitate it to you. Read it. Get the documents. Get the files. Get the memos. But the deep state came full circle and gave these guys a payday for rigging a presidential election and breaking the law. Mm. So now you know what happens. That's step one. Step two, get America the truth. And that's what that office would be for.
Mm. The truth. We've been trying to get that out for a long time. He actually suggests that we may very well see a blackout power grid attack before the election. He brought that out in another part of this interview. I'm going to show you here in a second. But it's amazing because we look at number 64 on the Intel board, the Q board, for November 2nd, 2017. Should the lights go out, please know we are in control. Do not panic. Interesting because if that plays out, what, 7 years later in 2024 on November 2nd, could we see a blackout power grid attack before the election? Makes you think of drop 64. Check this out.
How vulnerable is it to outside attacks?
Big. It's big because once they hit it, we can't fix it fast. I mean, look, we just saw Paris during the Olympics just got blacked out. Ain't a coincidence after the opening ceremonies. And we... Again, I think President Trump has talked about this. You need to overhaul the infrastructure around these systems to safeguard us from the what I view as one of the easier threats our adversaries can deploy against America. And it's also, those are harder to trace, too. So that's the other thing. The sourcing would be much harder on that than, say, a kinetic operation like a 9/11 style attack.
I mean, is there any contingency plans up at the top on if that were to happen?
So there's this thing called COOP-COG capabilities, like continuity of government, and everybody's heard about locations around America, can't really talk about, but there's a continuity plan for government to keep going and for enough personnel to be around to make sure we can do all those things and supposedly defend the nation and have the commander-in-chief and his cabinet secure and do all that. But there's no contingency plan to say, if you wipe out the electricity west of the Mississippi, how are we going to turn it on?
Mm. Amazing to hear this information come from somebody that's been with higher-ups, plays golf with President Trump and all that. It's almost like they're preparing us for something that might happen in the future. We have to be ready. Ready at all times. Be ready with our physical side, with our spiritual side, and more. Look for comfort and rest in the midst of all this battle, the storm that we're riding. Here's something that'll help you out physically. Well, folks, if you heard of a gut check in the Marine Corps or military, you know, it's a check to see if you've got good abs. But, you know, sometimes we need one physically, a real gut healing. I've been experiencing wonderful results with my gut and overall health with Kimchi One. We have a war going on in our gut, and we can strengthen that immune system there. 70 to 80% of the immune system is actually stored in your gut. Probiotic-rich kimchi can help you fight bacterial infections, viruses, common illnesses, and serious chronic conditions like irritable bowel syndrome, skin conditions like eczema, urinary tract infections, and yeast infections. Kimchi is full of ingredients known to stimulate healthy immune function, soothe digestive organs, nourish the gut, fight bacteria, and heal. 1 to 3 servings of kimchi a day decreases obesity and positively affects thyroid health. It also stabilizes your blood sugar. So get your Kimchi One today in the description box below. 25% off your entire order with promo code AWK. That's promo code AWK. You get up to 50% off plus free shipping when you call in to order at 888-317-9941. Get your Kimchi One today in the description box below.
I know we did when we were in. I know we did. And again, this is a type of lift that you're not fixing overnight. You got to get Congress's buy-in to budget this, to allow the agencies and department to go in and make this a priority, to allow companies to come in and rebuild the infrastructure and fix it. Same with our nuclear programs and our nuclear arsenal. It's the same deal. I think we have an ability. That's why I think this election is so important, not just for everything we've talked about to this point, but in terms of national security and defense, which is sort of my wheelhouse. We have an opportunity to come in and reprioritize all the things that you and I have just been talking about so that the American people are safeguarded, because they've been neglected for too long, because these are not been priorities of the current administration and some of the previous administrations.
And all of this has been playing out. Remember, we talked about the CIA and their role in all of this. I noticed that I was watching, I believe it was Ivan Raiklin on X. He was on a podcast for many hours. Really enjoyed it. He gave breakdown details on J6 and the lead up to that and all of the things wrapping around that particular area. And he called the CIA the C-Lie-A and the FB-Lie. I thought it was brilliant. But anyway, here's some stuff that, you know, from years ago, ex-CIA agents revealing some crazy stuff.
CIA agents from 1980 revealing some pretty crazy stuff. And then let's talk about it after.
The analysis that we made of the CIA's media operations disclosed, among other things, that they deliver through CIA couriers ready to print or ready to broadcast news, and I put that in inverted commas, which is used by the media, and this is created by the CIA.
How often does the CIA manipulate the media in this way, plant stories, get their views in the media? Is this fairly common as a modus operandi for the CIA?
It goes beyond your in the course of the past 30 years, it goes beyond your wildest imagination, the extent to which the CIA has gone to manipulate public opinion. If you include the MH Chaos program, which was a $1 billion program of setting up proprietary companies, setting up student organizations so they could draw radical students in and do every kind of duplicitous manipulation of national student movements, press, propaganda, labor, extensive formation of labor unions, funding of major labor unions.
Becca put a teacher's creed into words when she said, there's no such thing as someone else's child. No such thing as someone else's child. Our nation's children are all our children.
Yeah, so they, again, set up all of this information in the 1980, already looking to go after the students. Already looking to go after those in the college area. Remember, they said, hey, if you want to go to the universities, we'll make it affordable. Just go into the banks and we'll force them to give loans to students that won't be able to pay for them. Then they'll fill up these universities, fill up their coffers, get the universities to grow, bring in the professors that were the radicals, the liberals, the haters of God. And there'll be many of them teaching in our universities so that they get them away from God, get them away from good moral values. And before you know it, they're spitting out all the talking points for Kamala. Yeah, it's amazing. Blair Cottrell said, why invade a country when you can just buy its institutions, turn its women against its men, make transvestites of its children, sell the wealth generated by its labor to foreign investors, and then introduce a foreign army as refugees and diversity to finish it off? I'll say it again. Why invade a country when you can just buy its institutions? Just buy them all. Turn its women against the men. Make transvestites of its children. Sell the wealth generated by its labor to foreign investors. Then introduce a foreign army as refugees and diversity to finish it off. I want to go over to Shark Tank now. Kevin O'Leary going after these mainstream media hacks. No matter how much they are trying the best, you know, they're trying the best they can when he talks to think of ways to come back at him. But you're not going to win against this guy.
And here's the one thing that nobody saw coming. And this is the competition of states. I don't put companies here in New York anymore, or in Massachusetts, or in New Jersey, or in California. Those states are uninvestable. The policy here is insane. The taxes are too high. We put them in Fargo, North Dakota, because 40% of the people work elsewhere, including Boston. So I was, you know, of a bit of a debate with Elizabeth Warren about this, but I say, look, Senator, we've got to move the companies out of your state because you're not investable anymore. You're punishing people if they're successful. You overtax them. You hit them with a super tax. New Jersey, what a mess. New York, uninvestable.
Wait, why is New York uninvestable?
Try and do a project in New York. Try and build a data.
Yeah, I'm asking, Don's point, is it beyond the taxes?
Oh, the regulatory environment is punitive. I had a project in upstate New York behind the grid in Niagara Falls for electricity, a global data center we were building. Eventually, it got so bad with the politicians in the local region and the state policy, we moved it to Norway and all the jobs. Norway has it now. Thousands of jobs coming out of that. I mean, that's New York. Uninvestable. Sorry, don't shoot the messenger. Just telling you the way it is.
Yeah,
that's it. Uninvestable.
Some pushback from our elected officials in New York on that.
I was just going to say Kathy Hochul.
Yeah. But
I'll debate them any time of the day you want.
We would love to set that up.
Particularly AOC. She's great at killing jobs. She kills jobs by the thousands.
They're squirming in their seats. Oh, we're going to have some Democrats that, some leaders in New York that are going to push back against what you're saying. They can push back all they want. Kevin O'Leary is actually walking the walk. He knows what's going on because he's tried. He doesn't want to make these moves out of America, but he had to. And they're squirming. And then he throws in AOC, their buddy, old pal. And they're just squirming, looking at each other. Oh, no, what are we going to do? And their earpiece is probably going crazy right now in the back going, no, tell them to shut up.
New Jersey problem. Where did Amazon take their jobs? They took them away from her. She threatened to sue them if they created jobs. I mean, this is a reality. This is a reality that the business...
There's a little more to it, but let's not relitigate that.
Well, sorry. I'm just telling the truth.
Bravo. Bravo, O'Leary. Sorry. Just telling you the truth. I'm sorry that you can't handle it.
He's saying what a lot of people are saying, especially what happened with that Amazon thing here in New York. Just real quickly, I don't want to hog the conversation, but what was Elizabeth Warren's response when you said that to her?
Look, I have a lot of respect for her because it's okay to have a debate about politics, but not policy. Mm-hmm. When you have punitive policy, you're making a mistake. And I want to just put up my hand and say, I don't agree, Senator, with your policy. I respect you as a politician, a very successful one.
Don't like to hear that.
You know, she's very successful. And that's the state where I grew my kids. I mean, our family grew up in Boston, Massachusetts. We left there to move to Florida like everybody else is because it's such a tough place to, you know, this is a tough message. People really are critical about this, but somebody has to call it out because this is a competition of states now, and we don't put money there anymore. We put it in other places, and jobs are created elsewhere. Over time, this is going to diminish New Jersey, diminish New York, diminish Massachusetts, and California out of business. Out of business. El Morte. No business there. You can't do business there. I don't know what that place is going to turn into. Maybe a tourist zone, but no business. Imagine San Francisco. You can't even walk at night out in the street. Sorry.
Talk about what's happening, though.
Are you guys watching this? I hope you're not listening. I hope you're watching because you could just see them in their seats. They all look depressed. They all look like they're getting a beat down. You see the faces? They're just large, just long, drawn faces. These are the same. This is the same information that President Trump gives in his speeches. It's just coming from a different person. It's coming from O'Leary. Well, it's because he's got his own. What, he's on his own show, right? Shark Tank, and he's got his books out there. He's supposedly he's up there in maybe billionaire land. I don't know. I don't have it all, but I did read his book. I've read almost every Shark Tank book out there. These guys, they know what they're doing. They know what they're talking about. So I'm shocked that they would even allow him to have this conversation. Let's head over to Chicago where a pastor in Chicago lays out what we all knew, how Democrats steal elections. I mean, folks, they're getting hit at all ends now, no matter where they go, where they turn to pastors they thought were Democrats. It's a black pastor. Check this out.
Paul McKinley, and we've sat down with them and we started to talk. I've been talking to Mr. Ford and some of the other leaders on how we can start getting together. But let this be clear. As a contractor for the Heritage Foundation during the primary season, we sent teams out to the polling places in the black community. And we found exactly what President Trump was talking about. We found thumb drives. We found the printers. We found Democratic judges who was posing as Republican judges. So it's the polls that's being inundated with the cheating. We have receipts for everything I've said. I also saw in those polling places where the Democrats were telling people that there are no Republican ballots. There's so many things going on in these polling places in the black community, and that's how the Democrats are able to keep and say Chicago is blue. But actually, if the polling places were straight, black people would have an opportunity to vote for whom they choose, not whom they're told to. And if the polling places aren't straight, they'll try to steal another election like they did in 2020.
So they're going out all the way. The communities are waking up and they're saying, look, this isn't as blue as you think it is. These folks are stealing these elections. So you got that community. Then you've got Gen Z stepping in. So glad, says the 1776. So glad the highly intelligent Gen Z, they're dedicating their TikTok accounts, this one right here in particular, and being the voice for Trump.
What a perfect team. That's definitely the team I'd be rooting for if I hated this country and were trying to destroy it. Since we can't count on the media to introduce you to who this man really is and what he's done to the country, allow me. He's overseen some of the most radical youth trans laws in the country.
She's talking about Walt.
Under his leadership, teenagers can get their breasts removed, and his government calls it healthcare. He signed a bill requiring schools to stock up period products in boys' bathrooms. On top of that, he has one of the most radical abortion laws in this country. He has zero limits, so meaning during your third trimester when your baby is fully developed, you can go ahead and still abort it. He also signed a law that would allow illegal immigrants to obtain a driver's license. He also said he wanted to invest in a ladder factory to help illegal immigrants cross Trump's border wall. Lastly, let's talk about our Second Amendment. He supports an assault weapons ban, and he's in favor of red flag laws. I absolutely love what J.D. Vance said today. He said they make an interesting tag team because Tim Walz allowed rioters to burn down Minneapolis in the summer of 2020. And then the few that got caught, Kamala Harris helped bail them out of jail. I want to know what you guys think about Tim Walz.
All about that. The young folks are waking up. They're sharing on social media across the boards. More and more of these folks are waking up to just what's happening every single day. And then, you know, to use social media, they don't like this. So they have to start paying folks to, you know, get the message out for the Democrats.
I received an email for a paid promotion, paid, for me to make a video and post it on TikTok talking about the Democratic side.
This is real and it is really scary. Influencers are getting paid to make video propaganda for this election. I also got an email saying to talk about these topics and to get paid for it, to amplify Democratic messages, and to sign an NDA about it. I don't know about you, but this is not something that should just be thrown around. I know a lot of influencers on this app pretend that they use certain skincare products or wear certain clothing items just to get that bag. So imagine what they would do with topics regarding the election. Please educate yourself and don't learn from some random pretty girl on the internet.
Tell you what, while that's happening, while they're trying to pay people to support the Democratic Party, you know, they're out there. Come on now, we'll pay you. Just talk good about Kamala, please. We'll give you a little bit of money. Well, at the same time that they're doing that, Kamala supports what Brazil just did to X. Remember, Brazil's blocking X. Do you guys know that? Huh. Well, she wants to do the same thing in the United States.
He has lost his privileges, and it should be taken down. And the bottom line is that you can't say that you have one rule for Facebook and you have a different rule for Twitter. The same rule has to apply, which is that there has to be a responsibility that is placed on these social media sites to understand their power. They are directly speaking to millions and millions of people without any level of oversight or regulation.
And that's right. We need oversight and regulation, says this freak. We need the regulation to state that we pay people to put out the information we want them to listen to. We don't like free speech of America.
It has to stop.
It has to stop. You hear that? Their agenda. They want everything taken down, including this channel probably, andweknow.com. You guys can go there for truth, hope, faith, and freedom, always up and running for you. And we just want to let you know that there's different ways that you can reach out to us. You can hit that contact button. You can hit subscribe to our newsletter. All of our videos are there for you, our AUK merch site, our fellowship member program. We've got also the latest interviews compiled for you, and we've got our partners. So if you forgot, you know, somebody, you wanted to Ascent Nutrition, you just head on over to our andweknow.com and you'll find it right there. Just click on that. Bright Core is there, Hunter's Blend Coffee, Parker Pastures, EMF Protection, Dr. Shockley, and LT Pet Club 247. So all of these are there for you to enjoy. And just also wanted to make sure that you knew that we have all of our products available at shop.andweknow.com. You head on over there, folks. You can get t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, accessories, hats, tees, tanks, and so much more. You'll be able to wear this gear, have coffee mugs on your table, you'll have flags outside in your yard, and more. And guess what? Folks will come up to you and say, I watch this show also, and next thing you know, you've got a new friend. Here's more great pictures of Patriots wearing our gear.
a lot of people are very interested in footage of UFOs. The Pentagon has released a few videos, and there's been anecdotal reports from fighter pilots. So a lot of people want to know, will you help push the Pentagon to release more footage, which a lot of people claim is available?
Oh, yeah, sure, I'll do that. I would do that. I'd love to do that. I have to do that. But they also are pushing me on Kennedy. Mm-hmm. And I did release a lot, but I had people come to me and beg me not to do it. But I'll be doing that very early on. But I would do that.
There's a moment where you had some hesitation about Epstein, releasing some of the documents on Epstein. Why the hesitation?
I don't think I had. I mean, I'm not involved. I never went to his island, fortunately. But a lot of people did.
Why do you think so many smart, powerful people allowed him to get so close?
He was a good salesman. He was, you know, was a hale and hearty type of guy. He had some nice assets that he'd throw around, like islands. But a lot of big people went to that island. But fortunately, I was not one of them.
It's just very strange for a lot of people that the list of clients that went to the island has not been made public.
Yeah, it's very interesting, isn't it? Probably will be, by the way. Probably.
So if you're able to, you'll be...
Yeah, I'd certainly take a look at it. Now, Kennedy's interesting because it's so many years ago. You know, they do that for danger, too, because, you know, it endangers certain people, et cetera, et cetera. So Kennedy is very different from the Epstein thing. But yeah, I'd be inclined to do the Epstein. I'd have no problem with it.
That's great to hear.
That is great to hear. Hopefully the Epstein files do come out. We'll see this play out. What a great interview here that President Trump did here recently. And it's just great to see him out and about, just constantly on the move, rallies and more. I think he's going to have a town hall with Sean Hannity today, later tonight probably. And so, of course, President Trump confirms the release of the Jeffrey Epstein list. This is a reminder that Bruce Reinhart, the lawyer who represented Jeffrey Epstein's staff, became the judge who signed off on the FBI warrant to raid Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence. So the Epstein clients, those that went to that island, they're targeting Trump. They don't want their name out there.
Political correspondent at PUC News, Tara Palmieri, tweeted yesterday in response to the FBI's Mar-a-Lago raid. There's always a Jeffrey Epstein angle. Bruce Reinhart, the magistrate in West Palm, who signed off on the warrant to search Trump's Mar-a-Lago, left the U.S. Attorney's Office to represent Epstein's staff, his first sex trafficking case.
Palmieri also wrote Epstein's victims named Bruce Reinhart in their Crime Victims' Rights Act case against the government, accusing him of using inside Justice Department info when he switched sides to work for Epstein. Palmieri, who is also the host of Dr. Delirium and the Edgewood Experiments, joins us now to discuss. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. So what we all want to know is, you know, what should we make of this connection here to Epstein? And is there anything to read into that? Or is it just a kind of funny or unfortunate coincidence?
You know, it's interesting. So yesterday I woke up in the morning and I read what everybody else did about who had actually signed off on this warrant, Bruce Reinhart. And all of a sudden a light bulb went off my head because, as you know, I hosted two podcasts on Jeffrey Epstein, Broken Seeking Justice and Power the Maxwell. And they really dug into the Palm Beach case and all the corruption around it. A big advantage that Jeffrey Epstein had was that he had so much more money than the victims he was up against, right? Well, really the government who should have been prosecuting him. And he hired a ton of people from inside the government to represent him. And at the time, I remembered that Bruce Reinhart ended up becoming one of his lawyers. He worked for the Southern District of Florida that was prosecuting him for this sex crime case in 2008, and that was the sweetheart deal that we all remember, where he spent time in county jail half the time on work release, really didn't serve any time for the crime. Now, this isn't to say there's really any connection between the two, but I remember, wow, Bruce Reinhart is back in federal government, and he was, you know, just so happened to be the person who signed off on this warrant. I know
pretty interesting. Just a reminder, here we go.
You know, this is the Biden-Harris administration. Are you aware that this is the Biden-Harris administration? And she is indeed the vice president.
Not only does she inherit these numbers and contribute to them, she was the tie-breaking vote on $3 trillion of spending bills. So she is almost personally responsible for the massive inflation that you just showed on that chart.
President Biden tapped Kamala Harris, Vice President Kamala Harris, to be the border czar.
The criminal cartels are running the entry into America, and the numbers are at a 21-year high.
Challenges that we're seeing at our southwest border. No one knows this better than the vice president.
Kamala Harris, mostly silent after bragging about her role in helping shape Joe Biden's disastrous Afghanistan withdrawal.
Just made a really big decision. Afghanistan.
Yes.
Were you the last person in the room?
Yes.
And you feel comfortable?
I do.
The body of American Hirsch Goldberg Polin and five others were, quote, brutally murdered.
These hostages were discovered in the tunnels under Rafah. That's where Joe Biden and Kamala Harris put pressure on Israel not to enter for months.
And we're looking at about 1.5 million people in Rafah. I have studied the maps. There's nowhere for those folks to go.
That's the weakness that leads to the death of hostages.
Are you aware that this is the Biden-Harris administration? And she is indeed the vice president.
Kamala Harris failed, weak, dangerously liberal. That commercial going out again to remind everybody just how dangerous they really are. You got 47% increase in gas, 19% in consumer prices, 20% in groceries, 28% in electricity, 21% in rent, and we got a 44% increase in credit card debt. Shell plans to lay off about 20% of its workforce, about 18,000 employees in its oil exploration, development, and subsurface units as part of an effort to reduce operating expenses by $3 billion, you think? And just another example of unrealized capital gain that they're trying to do. Your mom purchased her home 40 years ago. She paid $50,000 for it. It's all paid off, which is great because mom is living on a fixed income. It's now worth $500,000. Well, Kamala wants to have her pay 25% of that gain, even though she has no plans on selling her home. Now mom has to take out a $112,000 loan on the home to pay the Kamala, $112,500 loan on the, you know, to pay the Kamala's 25% unrealized capital gain. Mom can't afford that loan on her fixed income with rising inflation, so she loses the home she raised her family in and works so hard to pay off. But don't worry, a big corporation will come in and buy her home and rent it back to her. They said you'll own nothing and be happy. Do you now see how they will accomplish that? Do you see what they're doing behind the scenes? Do you see how the enemy is working to destroy this entire earth? Drain your savings, your tax, and tax you out of your home. Capital gains will also apply to your 401, etc. Do a lot of thinking before you vote. And all this playing out in a amazing way through updates where Dr. Kirk Elliott's been on top of this for years. He talks about other banks that are shutting down. Bank of America stock being sold out by Buffett. The communist tax policy. Proving even more why precious metals are a must. And if you guys missed this interview, we had it this Sunday. You don't want to miss it. Here's a clip from that. And you can go to ambweknow.com/gold below this video to reach out to him and have the same conversations I'm having with him.
Even overall, not just the banks, what we put in the bank, which would be the dollar. Mm-hmm. So India is willing to ditch the dollar and trade with the BRICS partners, excluding China. This keeps getting uglier and uglier by the day.
This is a Pandora's box right there because you've got the de-dollarization of the world. India, a massively large country, is not going to use dollars. They're going to use the other currencies in the BRICS nations. But for some reason, and I don't know why, they can't stand China. Right. So they're not going to use the Chinese currency, probably because China and India, both big, massive, billion plus people live in each country. They want more control and probably be more vote in the BRICS nations than what they've got. So they don't want to give any more power to the other nation. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's just like two of the bullies in the sandbox competing to run the sandbox in recess. Right. But, you know, to me, it's like the bigger thing on there is they're ditching the dollar and going with other currencies. That is the death knell for the dollar.
Yeah, it is the death knell for the dollar. So great interview. I hope you guys check that out. I mean, we've got a lot going on the monetary side. And also, just a reminder, we haven't talked about this in a while, but the more deaths happening suddenly. Sycamore athlete dies suddenly while running in a neighborhood. Tennessee teen Tristan Franklin died suddenly. Afternoon jog. Sheriff's office investigating the mysterious cause of the death. The mother got vaxxed in 2021, studied pre-med at FIT. Cheatham County, where Tristan's high school resides, prides itself with a 94.8% kindergarten vax rate. Tristan's parents say he got big dreams. He had big dreams of majoring in engineering in college. Tristan will be buried a day before what could have been his 16th birthday. Another one was the cyclist Simone Roganti dies suddenly at the age of 21. The Italian cyclist, gone, heart attack, 21 years old. Young age of the victim and the circumstances in which the illness occurred have raised questions among doctors, family members, and friends. You think? The fittest youth getting those jabs and they're having heart attacks. RFK Jr., remember, make America healthy again. On the real reasons, pediatricians won't accept you if you don't have vaccines in your kids.
Typical pediatrician's office makes about 50% of its funding comes from vaccines, not actually from selling the individual vaccines, from the traffic. I mean, when I was a kid, I went to the doctor when I needed stitches, and that's it. And today, every kid goes to the doctor at least 10 times to get their vaccines. And that foot traffic in and out of the office is a major part of the business plan for the pediatrician office. And they're also then rewarded by Blue Cross Blue Shield, which has a reward schedule for pediatricians who vaccinate 80 or 85% of the kids in their office. Get these giant bonuses, I think $40 or $400 per kid, huge amounts of money, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars that they make, making sure that 85% of the kids are vaccinated. And that's why they throw you out of the office if you do fight back. It's not because they care so much about your particular kid. It's that you'll throw off the metrics and you'll lose them their bonuses. And so they, you know, and those schedules have now been published so people can actually go look at the Blue Cross Blue Shield schedule and you can see what your pediatrician is making, and it's huge amounts of money from complying. And so, you know, they have these perverse incentives that make it so that they're not really treating your kid as an individual patient. And so your job in a democracy, in today's democracy, is to do your own research. And that's hard to do, but you need to do it to protect your child.
How about that? More and more information confirming what we've been trying to talk about for years now. Many doctors, whistleblowers, and more have been trying to share. And it kind of reminds me of all of this, wondering what's going on behind the scenes. We had President Trump, remember, meet with Puerto Rican musicians, artist Anuel AA. He posted that at 17:33, and you got 5:33 for us to all look at 33:54. You see these numbers, 3354 in the middle, part of that time stamps. If you go to 3354, the storm has arrived. Just because the public is unaware of something does not mean nothing is happening. Remember, all the stuff that we have in front of us, we're able to talk about and share and more, but what's really going on behind the scenes? We really don't know. That's why we continue to pray for those on the front lines that are probably taking the deep state out one day at a time. D equals the start of the mass awakening. The White House, ABC, state, foreign, right? All the players, the CIA, FBI, and more. Hunters become the hunted, and God wins. Also, with this being posted at 5:33, with Puerto Rican musicians bringing their star power endorsing Trump, well, he posted that at 5:33, which is what? We the people, we the people, we the people, we the people. Where we go one, we go all. We're making the world a better place. We're taking back our country and the world from the evil losers who would do us harm. All for a buck. No more. Stand up, patriots. Stand up and defend what you know is right. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. And so there's folks over in the with the chaotic scenes as Prime Minister Starmer and the World Economic Forum member is seen coming under attack by furious Brits. The police are struggling to get him to safety. Starmer has insulted millions of British by calling them names and censoring free speech in the UK. He is often linked to child abuser Jimmy Savile, and many in the crowd chanted pedophile and traitor. Starmer looked shaken as he was rushed away under police protection. So remember, we were told, according to the Q board, that when we're done with them, when they're done being exposed, especially for their crimes against children, they will not be able to walk down the street. This video comes from The Sun. And the folks, they're waking up across this entire earth, and many of them have had enough. Starmer failed to mention Army officer stabbed 12 times this summer. Leeds Hare Hills riots. Manchester Airport, two thugs assault three armed police and break female's nose. Crowd of 200 let off fireworks for the airport thugs. Three little girls murdered and 10 attempted murders. Sword fights in South End among mob of hundreds. 28 men convicted of gang rape in a British girl, sentenced to 400 years. Eight men charged with gang rape in another girl. Stalker of 6 years made woman fear acid attack in court. Manhunt following four men stabbed in the face. Doncaster Church burned, added to 3,000 attacked across Europe. 7 months of 600,000 people chanting for genocide of Jews. Guilty of attempted murder, pushing postman into tube track. £117 million to protect mosques. £6 billion to plan for illegal migrants. While Starmer freezes pensioners with winter fuel benefit cuts. The stuff that you guys are going through over there is unbelievably terrible. The free speech that are taken away from everyone there. How in the world can you live in such a system that's destroying its people day after day? It's not only happening there, it's happening across our country. That's why this election's so important. That's why we are hoping and praying that they do not steal this again. And if they do, is there something that's going to be used to finally put these people away for what they've done? What we keep hearing from President Trump is, we're going to win, and November 5th is going to be the greatest day in American history. Hopefully he means this year, November 5th. We don't know the future here. We're not prophets. And I challenge you, when folks come out and say, thus saith the Lord, and they're telling you the future because God spoke to them, I challenge you to go to the Word of God and pray on your knees and talk to Him and listen to these speeches and watch what's playing out around us. It's important for us to know that we can count on our Heavenly Father who knows the future. We know that God wins in the end. We know that all of these things that play out, God is not going, well, I didn't know that was coming. But he knows that there are many fighters out there like these in Kansas going after Pfizer.
Thank you for being here today. We brought together this press conference to make the following announcement, and that is today Kansas is filing a civil suit against the Pfizer Corporation under the Kansas Consumer Protection Act, seeking enhanced civil monetary penalties, damages, and injunctive relief for misleading and deceptive statements made in marketing its COVID-19 vaccine. Pfizer also violated previous consent judgments with the state of Kansas, in which Pfizer promised never to use deceptive information to market their products. Kansas's case is the first of a multi-state collaboration, with Kansas being the first of five states to file suit. Before I go further, let me put this in context. As we all know, during the COVID-19 pandemic, there was a great deal of panic and anxiety. Many people who were elderly or who suffered from various medical conditions had already died when the vaccines became available. And when that time came, when the vaccines became available, every one of us had to make two decisions. Am I going to take the vaccine? And if so, which vaccine will I choose to take? And these decisions were being made in a hurry. In some ways, you could say even being made under duress. In such an environment, it is imperative that Kansans making that decision receive the truth. They needed the truth. All Americans needed the truth. And in multiple respects, Pfizer did not provide the truth. Much of the information in this lawsuit came out as a result of a FOIA lawsuit seeking information from Pfizer that still had not been made public. And it was only a result of that effort that some of the information in this lawsuit is available. I urge everyone to read the 69-page complaint that goes into great detail about the specific statements that were made and the misleading nature of those statements made to Kansas consumers. The following is a quick summary of, I think, some of the four most egregious examples of misleading the public in Kansas. Pfizer marketed its vaccine as safe for pregnant women. However, in February of 2021, Pfizer possessed reports for 400 pregnant women who received Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine during pregnancy. More than half of the pregnant women reported an adverse event, and more than 10% reported a miscarriage, many within days of the vaccination. Pfizer also possessed information from its own October 2020 study on pregnancy in rats, indicating that its COVID-19 vaccine was likely linked to infertility, loss of litters, and stillborn offspring. Number two, safety relating to heart conditions like myocarditis. Pfizer consistently denied any evidence of a connection or safety signal between its COVID-19 vaccine and myocarditis or pericarditis. Indeed, on January 18, 2023, when asked whether its vaccine caused strokes or myocarditis, Pfizer Chairman and CEO Alan Berla stated, quote, "We've not seen a single signal, although we have distributed billions of doses," end quote. A signal that he was referring to as a safety signal, which refers to a negative consequence. However, as Pfizer knew, the United States government, the United States military, foreign governments, and others had found that Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine caused myocarditis and pericarditis. Number three, effectiveness regarding variants. Pfizer also claimed that its COVID-19 vaccine protected against COVID-19 variants, even though data available at the time showed Pfizer's vaccine was effective less than half the time against variants. Finally, transmission. Pfizer urged Americans to get vaccinated in order to protect their loved ones, clearly indicating a claim that Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccination stopped transmission of COVID-19. Pfizer later admitted that it had never even studied transmission of it after its recipients received the vaccine and whether they could say it stopped transmission. After making these misleading statements, Pfizer also engaged in some censorship attempts. Emails reveal that Pfizer officials coordinated with social media platforms to censor any speech critical of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine safety and effectiveness. It should also be noted that Pfizer elected not to join the federal government's vaccine development program known as Operation Warp Speed and declined that development funding. When asked about that, Pfizer's CEO, Albert Bourla, said Pfizer did not participate in the program in order to, quote, liberate, end quote, Pfizer's scientists and to avoid government oversight of its vaccine development. He also said, quote, "They want reports. I don't want to have any of that," end quote, referring to they. When he said they, he was referring to the federal government. Pfizer's misleading statements contributed to success in marketing its vaccine in Kansas. By February of 2024, Pfizer had delivered over 3.3 million doses of its vaccine in the state of Kansas. This accounted for over 60% of all vaccine doses given in the state of Kansas.
Way to go, Attorney General Kobach, suing Pfizer for false and misleading information. How that's going to break the hearts of so many who watched this newscast and realized
everything that they were told was true, even those that don't want to believe it. We've got a long way to go in waking people up and realizing that everything that we've been sold is affecting our young ones. It's affecting those that are a part of our lives, our mothers, our brothers, our sisters, our fathers, our sons, our daughters. We have to continually live in this strange world that we're sojourning through. We're just traveling through. This life on the earth is just a vapor. It'll come, it'll go, and we'll take our last breath. And my hope is for everyone out there that you would know my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And that when you take your last breath, you'll be able to immediately open your eyes, face our Heavenly Father, and he welcomes you home. That's my hope, that you give your life to him and not use him as a cuss word. They mute Jesus Christ for a reason. I want to close today with this, the mainstream media. They can't stand the name of Jesus Christ. Why? Why is it that when his name is mentioned in a loving way and what he's done to change lives, does the mainstream media shut it down?
The issue is sin. It makes us, our sin that's in us makes us do those things. And the only salvation for this sin is the gospel. The only way to really cure that what's on the inside is understanding that Jesus Christ died for our sins. And so to me, on a micro level, it's understanding.
And just like that, we lost him. I know.
Masters champion, Bubba Watson.
And then second, I got to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This day means so much more than putting on this green jacket in many ways.
All right, so a technical glitch there from Augusta National, but we will bring you much more of a...
This is the real footage. But this is the tampered footage.
So we have, again, just a reminder, his name is so disliked amongst many in the mainstream media that we're constantly wondering why they don't want to share the truth. Well, they belong to the father of lies. And we're doing all we can to pray each and every day for leadership of this nation to bring back freedom of speech and freedom of the practice of our Christianity the way it's supposed to be. The way our founding fathers, I believe, set it up for us, as many would say, well, our founding fathers weren't really who they said they were. I get it. I've seen those type of videos and more. But based off this documents, the United States Constitution, I believe God Almighty used men who were flawed to develop a constitution that they want to destroy. The enemy can't stand it. It is filled with words of a creator. We're endowed by a creator. Right? And I just want to remind you, stay in prayer each and every day for our nation. And remember, in the end, that God wins.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for all that you do for us, for the reminder that you are working behind the scenes in many ways, many facets and millions of directions, billions of directions, and ensuring those that you care for and you love are taken care of every second of every day. We know that this life is very short. We know that we'll be with you soon if we have definitely taken on your Son, Jesus Christ, as our Savior, as our King, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. I just thank you for sending him for us as a free gift of salvation. Thank you for your grace and your mercy over our life. And thank you for the comfort and rest you bring us when we call out your name. Many of us hurting still, many of us wondering what's going to play out in the future. May we just know at this very moment that you've got us covered. We pray for continued protection over us, our family, the words that come out of our mouth, protect our tongues, it can be used as such a weapon. So small, and yet it can cause all types of damage. It's like the rudder of a ship, so small, but it changes directions and can change so many lives. And we just ask that you'd help us control that also. Please protect President Trump, his family, protect those on the front lines fighting for our nation and more. We ask all this in the name of Christ, our Savior, Jesus Christ, Yeshua. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Folks, thank you so much for tuning in, for spending time here of your, I know it's so precious, your time. And I just thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support. And we've got some big announcements coming up for some, we got a couple of events next year. We've almost finished putting together. We'll be announcing soon. And you'll be pleasantly surprised, many of you. And just looking forward to getting that out soon. And so stay tuned. And please hit that subscribe button if you would, and the like button. Really appreciate that. And for now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Them We Know, signing out.
A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
There's a moment where you had some hesitation about Epstein, releasing some of the documents on Epstein. Why the hesitation?
I don't think I mean, I'm not involved. I never went to his island, fortunately. But a lot of people did.
It's just very strange for a lot of people that the list of clients that went to the island has not been made public.
Yeah, it's very interesting, isn't it? Probably will be.
I want the American people to have enough ammunition of the truth that they are the ones that enact the accountability in Washington, D.C. That is how you see a sea change. I know the people that, guys like me, may take self-fulfillment in seeing that guy or that girl go to prison for breaking the law. But that is not going to fix Washington, D.C.